At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Eureka City Manager Dave Tyson. So, Dave, anything new going on at the zoo?
Wow.
I wrote it down. It was right there. See?
We went from manholes to zoos.
That's right.
Okay. Yes, there is. We have the zoo master plan in place, and the Zoo Foundation is working with staff at the zoo to go into the first phase of that with our $2.3 million grant that the zoo received to implement a portion of the zoo master plan. And they're going to develop a community workshops on that and work with the city council and move that forward through an architect to get something built there for the zoo in the coming year.
More buildings? More better?
Yeah,
different? What?
We'll bring back, we're going to have, otters again. We're going to have some fish displays, those kinds of things that are more habitat to our local region.
Not goldfish, guppies, and koi.
No, these would be
salmons and trout
that kind of, yeah. I don't want to insult.
Give you a little something to do in your retirement, huh?
Yeah, I can go catch. Maybe I could launch my drift boat there or something.
Well, yeah, we had the duck pond down low. Some people saw that as an opportunity for harvest.
Some time ago, a fish tank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another opportunity to kind of sample the local flavor.
You're always thinking, Brian.
And it's a scary thing. I can't wait to see what you put in the garden.
Dave Douglas and I'll be out there.
Yeah, right? Both of you guys. Yeah, going to seed together. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Now, you had said before the break many things of interest. However, one of the lines that I had written down: you were out of town doing business at the state level.
Yes, I was.
Want to share?
Yeah, at the end of your career, you're not supposed to have to. You're not supposed to have to know or learn a whole bunch of new acronyms and things. Well, with the dissolution of redevelopment, we're all having to learn about our ROPs and DDRs and oversight committees and successor agencies and so this past couple of weeks, actually, I've been in Sacramento with a team of city folks meeting with the Department of Finance to go over what we call a recurring obligation payment schedule.
There's an obligation on this one. I recognize this.
Which we have to do every 6 months to justify payments now to the former debt of the redevelopment agency. This is a process where the Department of Finance gets to challenge our submittal of a payment request, and we have an opportunity for 1 hour, no more than that, to go down and justify to the Department of Finance why we need a certain level of payment to satisfy former debts of the redevelopment agency. So we go down, we do the dance. They tell us, thank you very much. We'll let you know in a month whether or not you've made us happy enough to grant you your payment or what other options you might have. So we've done that twice now in the last 2 weeks. Hopefully we won't have another opportunity. Hopefully by sometime next week we'll have some kind of outcome on those meetings with the Department of Finance. It does mean quite a bit of money for our former redevelopment agency. More importantly, I guess, it's not just the city of Eureka that's going through this. I know Fortuna and Arcata have.
Yeah, Regan was sharing. He was anticipating.
So you multiply that by several counties in the state. There's probably well over 200 of these meetings going on. The city right before us, the city of Atwater, met with them, with the DOF, and we had four items to get through in an hour. They had 27 items to get through in an hour. So we were successful in going through all four of ours. I don't know how successful they were in getting through all 27.
So is the concept here grovel, grovel, we're in charge? I mean, I can't imagine that if the audits that were normally in place and the checks and balances that had been in place, it didn't change once they shut things down. Why the dog and pony? Why the need for the dog and pony?
Well, I liken it to the city manager each year going to the council and asking for appropriations, and the council certainly having the opportunity to review those appropriations and having all their questions answered. And that's what this process is like. The Department of Finance can makes cuts to those budgeted requests, those requests of the city staff. And then we have an opportunity, I guess, to appeal that in order to justify why we're asking for the monies we are.
But aren't these obligations that were already intact in place, and it's a matter of honoring the obligations that were made?
Yes, exactly. But, you know, they being the Department of Finance, have never seen these obligations before. They've not been a party to the transaction ever before. The one I got the biggest kick out of, and I still do, we have a obligation to the Department of Department of Boating and Waterways for our boat basin rehab that we did in 2000-2001. And that's a debt that we owe to the state of California. Well, they denied that. And so I said, well, that's fine. We just won't make the payment.
No sweat.
But when they realized it was supposed to be to them or one of their other departments, they quickly reversed that decision.
It's 3:30.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. The North Coast Repertory Theater's 29th season has six treats for its audiences. By next summer, it will have presented two musicals, two comedies, one contemporary drama, and a Shakespeare classic at its theater in downtown Eureka. Now playing is Anything Goes, a revival of a musical about antics on an ocean liner featuring Cole Porter's timeless music. Coming in January is American Buffalo, a revival of a Broadway drama about three small-time crooks who plan to steal a coin collection. Shakespeare's The Tempest comes in March, followed by Next to Normal, a musical with a contemporary score. The season wraps up with a comedy titled The Allergist's Wife. For details about the North Coast Rep season, visit their website, www.ncrt.net. That's www.ncrt.net. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and activities that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Time is 3:36. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Eureka City Manager Dave Tyson. Dave, a lot of different things are out there. Again, we didn't want this program to be your last, so we're going to save all the good stuff for next time.
Okay.
Well, maybe some of the good stuff for next time.
We're going to do it on the first?
Maybe next time might be somewhat. Yeah, you know, Macaulay might not be here. We could squeeze you in. Yeah, right. How's that? Yeah. You ask, I'll grant. Okay. Any other smart comments?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll hold them on the first.
Yeah. What are you hearing about interest and everything around the potential of having the East-West Rail coming in? I heard a quote earlier this week. It was in one of the Wall Street Journals, and it was they were talking about the Teamsters strike, or I think it was Teamsters strike, the strike in the port of L.A. And some agriculture guy was lamenting the fact that because his stuff had been sitting on the docks for so long, he wasn't going to be able to sell it all to China as he had. He'd have to buy some back, sell it at a discount because of this issue. And the comment that got me, I almost drove off the road and then I thought better of it, was the Port of LA, Long Beach, and Oakland all have us hostage. There really are no other choices in California. Boy, you know, if everybody else didn't hear that one, what a lightning bolt for us to go, you know, we shouldn't be thinking about this thing. It should be full speed ahead. And that was just a general, like, what sounded like a general comment from a general guy in a situation where he's feeling like he is in a position where he has no options.
Well, there's a growing interest in the East-West Rail feasibility study concept. And it's because of ideas like yours, your statement, where people in the state, in the nation that we've talked to are very interested in an option from Northern California. Our sister cities and counties in the valley recognize having a port of Humboldt as their port of entry for the North State is vital to their economic development.
Almost a preference for that?
They do. They being upstate California, which represents the 20 Northern California counties for economic development purposes. And this upstate is a fledgling organization that was encouraged by the state of California to develop the North State. They have adopted Humboldt. They being upstate has adopted Humboldt Bay as its port, and it was very easy for them when this idea of East-West Rail came to them to support that, because they see the extreme value of being able to get their goods out of the Central Valley to a port and have it done efficiently, without having to go through and be the stepchild to some of these other ports, as the example you used with this gentleman who had, I think, tomatoes or something that got stuck and were undeliverable because of the time that he was put under. We've been just about everywhere we go, we receive very supportive accolades for our presentation. It's really, we're simply trying to vet a process by bringing the public into this discussion. I know there are a number of folks out there that take it immediately to the extreme that we're going to build it and it's going to happen and there's not going to be any commentary on it. And certainly I, being in the business in Humboldt County for 33 years, know that if you do that, you're destined for failure, that you really need to involve in this county. You really, really need to involve the public in the discussion, and that's what we're doing. We're attempting to vet this discussion with the public, and we think the best way to do that is through a feasibility study so that the elected officials, the policymakers, have the necessary information to make these critical decisions for our region. And the benefactors of this aren't going to be you and I so much. It's going to be our children and their children who are going to benefit from, if we're able to build a new transportation corridor and a new type of transportation into Humboldt County.
You mentioned that the electeds need to be on board. But what I keep hearing in conjunction with this, no public money will be spent on this venture. Okay, so if the electeds have no skin in the game financially, why are they involved? Why isn't just the regulatory community with the private sector being the ones that are making this happen?
I think, and we have talked about this at the Rail Connect Committee and Upstate Rail Connect Committee, as well as the grassroots group, the East-West Rail Advocates. I think it's the political will to move this forward, and it started at a grassroots level, we're trying to grow this up through the local jurisdictions that have the greatest interest in this, and that's Trinity, Tehama, and Humboldt County. Certainly there are other counties and other cities that have a strong interest, but those are the counties that are going to be directly impacted with the physical rail. And it's important that the elected officials be in the know, and because it's going to have to go up through the food chain. And we've done a pretty good job of informing and getting support from local jurisdictions. And now we're working at a state and national level to move that dialogue upwards. We had a really good meeting yesterday with some of our representatives from the state and federal level. They gave us some really good feedback and critique of where we're at in that process, and I really appreciate the feedback from them. And we're going to, you know, we're going to again have to expand that dialogue. But for me, and when I first got involved in this, what I saw was a process that really needed to be have an open and transparent discussion in the community, and all stakeholders are going to be are invited to participate.
And when you say stakeholder?
Primarily, we're looking at jurisdictions. We're looking at cities and the counties that represent populations.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:43.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money, you won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:46. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dave Tyson. Dave, first segment of the show, Dan came in excited about the airport stuff. What are you hearing? What are you sensing?
Honestly, I hadn't heard what Dan was describing there, but the city of Eureka has been very supportive through its contribution of $10,000 towards the effort of bringing an alternative, alternative flights, air service into Eureka. And our council member, Newman has been active with REDEC in that effort and has obviously attended their meetings and has been out working with REDEC in bringing another air service to Humboldt County.
Does it matter what direction they go, just to have a choice?
Well, you know, right now is
up, down, to the right, yeah.
As I'm retiring, the idea of having a flight to Utah would be really nice because I'd like to be able to fly and go skiing, but I think having a flight into Los Angeles has been something that everybody's been kind of eyeing.
I preferred the Denver one. Well, or to Sacramento, so that then you could get out.
Right.
You know, somewhere so you're not, well, if we're captive of one, captive at SFO.
Right.
And United.
So, you know, we're obviously having more transportation into Humboldt County, whether it's air service or highway or hopefully someday rail. It all makes us more attractive to businesses that may want to locate here, but more importantly, helps our local businesses retain their place in the world as well as hopefully expand.
Where are we as far as the fiber optics? Do we have what we need to attract businesses? I've had some folks say that we have the minimum.
Yeah, I was going to say I think we have the minimum. I've not heard that being of late a barrier, but again, we haven't been approached in the last couple of years by anyone significant that would require, you know, a significant in size that would require, you know, that type of service.
Still going to try to top that quote from earlier in the show, aren't you?
No, I won't ever have top manhole.
I just couldn't have happened in a better show either. Oh, jeez. So through the rest of the month, things just kind of continue to go at a crazy pace?
Yeah, you know, I get asked the question, I must be a short timer, you know, all those kind of little things. And you know, I haven't seen a day that has been have that feel to it. Although today, for the first time, I did kind of look up from the computer screen and all the things that go on in the city and the city hall. And I said to my assistant, I said, you know, I really don't need to go to that Coastal Cities meeting next Thursday in San Francisco. We've already got two staff going, and I think I can stand down from that. So that's kind of my first.
Sanity finally strikes the city manager's office. And how many years did it take?
It took a long time.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Thanks for coming by, buddy.
Thank you.
We've been talking shop this afternoon with Dave Tyson. Join us Monday afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tonight and tomorrow morning.
The Humboldt Waste Management Authority is conducting a series of community workshops to share information regarding what services the authority provides, like hazardous and electronic waste collection events, along with the authority's future goals and opportunities for recycle and disposal. Tonight's workshop is in McKinleyville at the Grace Good Shepherd Church starting at 6. Join in for one of the series of workshops held this week and next week to give your input and share your thoughts about Humboldt Waste Management Authority. A full schedule of meetings are available at the website hwma.net.